My dearest friends, I hope just opening today's speech has begun to fill you with a sense of inner peace. Today I tell a story of a boy who always thought there was something very wrong with him. He had an abundance of energy, but he was out of control, impulsive and sporadic, not knowing himself at all. It wasn't until he decided to become his strongest self, no matter the challenge, that shortly after the boy met a man who became his mentor. The man told the boy that the heart is where we are connected to the universe. But to hear the heart, the mind, your conscious attention, must be quiet. He learned to let his thoughts flow out without consciously attaching and creating roots within his conscious environment. And with this newfound clarity, he was clear to answer as himself, without the colorization of his mental baggage. He discovered for himself that if he was always in the mind calculating, he would always feel insecure. He learned a tool to have patience and let the noise of the mind flow through. He knew he had a mission and place on this earth, but it was giving all his free energy away, feeding entities unbeknown to himself. So the man showed the boy a circle. The circle showed all his influences on the outskirts of the circle, and the dot in the center signified his genuine, effortless expression. It displayed the mind wanting his attention from every angle, but if he let them all pass and allowed the noise to clear, the correct answer would appear. Instead of fighting within himself, he began to relax and become decisive with the right answer. This circle diagram is known as the flow state circle. The boy remembered and pictured this circle in his mind's eye throughout the day and throughout the rest of his life. Whenever the technique was required to allow the noise to pass, and in return, instead of giving all his energy to parasitic entities, he gave his energy to the growth of himself, his family, and toward the purpose of his existence, and to the betterment of all life. He felt trust in himself as he was able to let the noise pass. He was no longer an enemy to himself. He allowed the useless battle to pass. He was able to discern without colorization. He was able to laugh at the thoughts that come up within his conscious environment. The battle within himself had subsided. Peace within had been attained. Today we ignore the battle within and allow ourselves to hear the intuitive knowing of our heart. Sooner or later, this behavior to live with beliefs and mental baggage evoking self-torture will be seen as barbaric and primitive. Let us live as evolved beings today. Living with self-torture is no way to live. Let yourself breathe. Allow yourself to move and grow. You have the power, and only you can halt your growth. I ask you, is all growth self-growth? Today we will remember the flow state circle diagram and what it represents. Today we allow the noise to pass, so we can begin to hear the inner knowing that is within us all. Now is the time to get into a comfortable position, either seated or lying, with your hands empty, preferably with headphones. Pause the audio now if you need to grab headphones or need to move to a more comfortable position. Close your eyes. Do not listen to this program while driving or operating heavy machinery. This experience will guide you through today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Listening and partaking in this experience means you have chosen to make any change required to live life as your most exceptional self. Expect to feel body sensations. Expect to feel revived and rejuvenated. You will be guided into a frequency range optimal for unveiling your most authentic self. Like a movie or song, this experience evokes certain thoughts and feelings. The purpose of this session is to heal, strengthen, and reignite your authenticity, creating a burning desire to live out your soul's purpose. You have the power today and every day. You have the power, the ability to create. You understand your ability to create as a human being is limitless. You have learnt to never let yourself down because you support you. Today we remember and utilize the flow state circle. We allow the noise to pass through so we can hear the subtle voice of our heart. In a moment you will visualize the flow state circle around your body, and any thoughts you see on the edge of the circle, just allow them to pass to be able to reach the center of the circle where clarity resides. I will ask a few questions now so that we can practice utilization of this technique. Whatever comes up for you, see the flow state circle and allow all influence, all thoughts to pass. When was a time you had to make a choice and the opinions of others was affecting your choice. Whatever comes up for you, see the flow state circle and allow all influence, all thoughts to pass. Can you remember a time when your heart was telling you different from what someone else was telling you? Or something you still may be holding onto now, possibly resentment from listening to someone? Whatever comes up for you, see the flow state circle and allow all influence, all thoughts to pass. When was a time you had to make a big decision? Was there anyone who had strong opinions, mother or father or other family members? Moving to a different place, buying something, taking a different life path, type of job, friends you hang out with, partner, to study instead of work, to move to another company, a time when others affected the decision you had made. Was there a time you remember someone else felt they knew or thought what was best for you? A time when you were scared to share something with someone because you knew they would have a strong opinion. A time when you were able to stand your ground as you were clear on your decision. Can you allow their opinions to flow through and dissipate so you are clear to make a decision, so we can decide from a place of clarity? Today we become more aware of when we are lighter on a subtle level. So now before we begin the rest of our day, we'll take part in a short prayer. First, we will take a few breaths to relax. Through your nostrils, take in a deep breath. Notice the cool air in your inner nostrils as you inhale. Hold. And as you release out with me, release out through the mouth with an audible breath out. Again, through the nostrils, take in a deep breath and notice the cool air in your inner nostrils as you inhale. Hold. Release out through the mouth with an audible breath out. And one more time, taking a deep breath through your nostrils and notice the cool air in your inner nostrils as you inhale. Hold. And again, release out the mouth with a slight sigh. Relax now. I am here for you. The world is here for you, for us to live the life we are here to live. Relax your body from head to toe. Relax your body, your head and neck, to your shoulders and arms, chest and abdominal area, to your waist, legs and feet. Allow your body to relax. Take another breath in, as if you're breathing in with every pore of your body. Also release from every pore of your body as you breathe out. So now I want you to see a small boat in a vast ocean. I want you to drop all your thoughts into this boat right now. Allow your thoughts to drift into the infinite. The thoughts that are for you, the thoughts that are an intention of God, are with you. They come from within you. So let the unnecessary go, let the unnecessary drift off to never return. You see truth, you have absolute clarity. Your conscious attention is always clear to discern. You have an unyielding trust in yourself and the world to create the best for you. We allow our innate intentions to rise to life. We allow the world to guide us to our greater self in the best possible way for us. We allow the noise to pass and our unique innate being to shine out onto the world. Open, protected and loved, we are absolutely grateful. We claim our right as strong and courageous. We show our respect to life by taking action, by creating the vision of life we aspire to, for which we are inspired to create. All neural pathways have now been reorganized to right now facilitate the greatest version of yourself. Everything you need to evoke, think, and take action upon to be your most potent, powerful, genuine self, you evoke, think, and take action upon The memory of every cell in your body has now been reorganized so to live out your most exceptional reality. The inner workings that bring forth the outer workings of your other than conscious self have been reorganized so that you unconsciously take action effectively and effortlessly as the powerhouse you are. Consciously and unconsciously, your mind, body and soul is now aligned with your definite purpose. This reorganization process occurs with every breath you take, constantly elevating you to a new reality, constantly embodying your new greatest self, evolving with the universe for this lifetime and any lifetime to come. Every now and then your breath is taken away as you take awe in the life that has been created through you, and it is only going to get better and better. In a moment I'll count from 1 to 5. On the count of 5 your eyes will open and you will be awake, alert, fully attentive to the moment. 1. As transmission of nerve signals begin to flood back through your body now, you accept the best to be created for you. 2. Notice your breath, notice your body from head to toe. Grateful for this body that can be used to see, touch, taste, smell, and interact with the world. 3. Just like when you were a baby trying to walk, you never gave up. Your persistence was unwavering, loyal to the truest form of yourself. Let your fingers and toes wriggle as they please, as we begin to come back into our body now. 4. Imagine every life form to ever exist is now looking over you, where you sit or lay right now. All past lives, every animal, all your ancestors watching over you, all your ancestors supporting you. You know today is going to be successful. You're here for the adventure. The day is uncertain, but your will to thrive is certain. A journey to complete your life purpose is about to be underway. When your eyes open, the journey begins. 5. Open your eyes now. Wake up. We have won our right to be born, and now we win our right to live freely as a sovereign individual. Every time we open our eyes and awaken, we awaken with strength, alert, fully attentive to the moment, allowing the world to create the best through us and for us. Every day we pursue our dreams and we enjoy the process. We enjoy the result. We know who we are no matter the thought, no matter the content of provocation. It's time to move right now. The day awaits, growth awaits, the next level awaits, the next step awaits. Let's take it and see what happens.